Massachusetts 5th District Congresswoman Catherine Clark has taken a big leap in terms of clout in the party and in Congress. Her peers have elected her vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus. That makes her the 6th highest ranking member of House leadership and the 2nd highest ranking woman behind Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to become House Speaker. Congresswoman Catherine Clark joins us now on the telephone from Washington. First off, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. It's very exciting.
Could you tell us what the caucus does and what your job will be as vice chair of the caucus?
The caucus is the organization within the House of Representatives that convenes the Democrats and has a major role in setting policy and priority agenda. And it is very exciting to be able to be at the leadership table and not only represent what my constituents are looking for, but help shape the national policy for every American.
Let's start with your constituents, then. You represent voters from Revere to Sudbury to Framingham, a really diverse populace. How will that constituency in particular benefit from your assuming the post and helping to set the agenda?
From those communities that you just mentioned, there were themes that emerged in this last election that were so strong and so prevalent. People talked about health care. That was the main concern of my constituents and what we saw as a driving issue in the midterm elections. They're worried about protecting Social Security and Medicare that was threatened by the Republicans. They're concerned about getting corruption out of politics and making sure that our elections are transparent in who is funding them. And they are interested in finally having a Congress that will do something about gun violence. And now we are going to have a chance in the majority as a caucus to be able to prioritize this agenda, to be able to get an infrastructure bill passed.
Let's take an issue such as gun control, which you mentioned that a lot of your constituents have talked to you about. Democrats, of course, will hold the reins of power in the House as of January. Republicans, though, keep control of the Senate. They have an even firmer grip. They will have a firmer grip than they do even now. How would you make any headway at all on issues like gun control that matter to you when Republicans have such a firm grip on the Senate?
I think that our role in the House of Representatives is going to be the one that leads by example. And Democrats have been sent a clear message by the American voters that they want Congress to get to work. And this is one of the issues they want us to tackle. And so we will pass common sense solutions that will help reduce gun violence, like a universal background check bill. And then we are going to work with our Senate counterparts and the White House to get it done. If it is something the Senate refuses to take up, that is going to be the issue in 2020 as they face reelection.
Well, I know you know what you're facing with a Republican Senate. In some areas, I think Democrats think of it as an immovable obstacle. But I wonder what you think as you look at Democrats who will be joining you in the House, because there is a fissure there, particularly the cluster of Democrats like Seth Moulton, who want Nancy Pelosi to not be House Speaker again. I wonder how you feel this reflects on the Democratic Party, on its ability to function when that kind of divide exists.
You know, we clearly have had a challenge. But what's happened is we just had an overwhelming vote within our caucus to have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. And I think that the mood of the caucus is one of unity and looking forward to be able to get to work. We had a clear message in this midterms that people are watching Congress that has fallen into partisan divides and bickering, and they're tired of it. And they want a Congress that's going to put their interests first and get to work. And that's exactly what we intend to do, and I'm honored to have a role in helping us get there.
Congresswoman, just have one more question for you. Is there discomfort on the part of the Massachusetts delegation?
No, there isn't. And I can tell you that, you know, of course, individual members are entitled to their opinions, but I think that one of the reasons I ran was to be part of new leadership. So I think that there is so much that unites this caucus, and I think it is really the strength. We have this incredible strength of diversity, and we have to find those issues where we can agree and move forward.
Well, nice to speak to you. Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who will become one of the highest-ranking members of the House Democratic Leadership Team. Congratulations again. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.